Okay, today's daf is Erevin Daf Yud, and today we're going to talk about the topic of shichacha, forgetting, forgetfulness, and remembering. The Gemara, where does this come up? The Gemara says on the Amar Aleph, Amar of Yosef, Lo Shamila Hashmaitza. Right? There was a context of a certain halacha quoted in Hilchos Erevin about Nirami Bachutz Vashavami Bifnim. Rabbi Yosef says, I never heard that. Amalei Abaya, Adam Rinila. What do you mean, never heard that? You told us. And about the following, you said it, right? We know the Gemara in a few places, the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Beis, Rashi quotes it, mentions that Rabbi Yosef was ill, and he forgot a lot of his learning, some of his learning, and his Talmidim throughout Shas say, no, Rabbi, you taught it to us. You taught it to us. So let's talk a little bit about Shichacha. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer, has many sfarim, but has one little sefer called Sefer Zikaron. Sefer Zikaron. And in the Hakdama, the Sefer Zikaron, what's Sefer Zikaron? And that's where he gathers all the items that Chazal tell us are good for memory and bad for memory. So in the Hakdama of Sefer Zikaron, he writes, he's going to mention the 28 things that are good for Zikaron and the 37 things that are kasha l'shichacha, and he writes there in the Hakdama, in the first page. Amrina test shall learn, even though he's going to forget. And the Gemara Erevin quotes later on a Daf Nun Gimel. V'inyan shichacha b'Torah niver l'tova sa'adam. Ultimately, shichacha, forgetting, is part of the of who we are for our good. K'mo shekasa b'koheles Rabba. Ra'isi yase'inyan asher nasan li alokim la'anosbo. Rabbi Yevoh Omer zeh shifuta shel Torah. Sh'adam lama Torah v'shachacha. People learn Torah and then they forget. She'ilu haya adam lamei Torah v'lo shachach. If we would remember everything, we'd be able to know Kol Torah Kula in a relatively short amount of time, and then just go forget learning, and we won't learn anymore because we won't forget our learning. We won't have to push ourselves. But since we learn and we forget, so in order to be kona it, we really have to push ourselves and persevere. Eino mazes ve'eino mazias atzma v'divrei Torah. Ula asilavo yas kireo kol ma shalamad. And that's what that's the ultimate purpose, so that we need to push ourselves in order to remember, right? And that's what the we'll get back to this Hakdama in Avesar in a minute. But if you look at the Hakdama to the Shara Yosher of Shimon Shkup, also talks about the difference between the first Luchos and the second Luchos. He talks about why Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, had to break the first Luchos, just put him away, wait till Bnei Yisrael do tshuva, and then, you know, we will he'll give us the Luchos. Says Rav Shimon Shkup, that can't be. In Dibur Maskil Ularacious. Ularacious Achshar Olazer, She Roy Lakinyan Torah. How are you calling Torah? Hatzricha Torah Tznoi Miyuchadim. V'tznoi Harishon Hu Ha'amel V'hayegia. The hard work is the first step in being Kona Torah. K'mo Shadarsha Chazalim Chukoset Yilecha Jatiyo Amelam HaTorah. V'shar Inyonim HaDrushim L'kinyan Torah. V'efshal Avar Alpi Zeh Ein Shvirus HaLuchos. Shal Reisi Biur Inyan Zeh. Moshe Rabbeinu break into Luchos. Shabashkaf HaRishon Hu Inyan Satum. Right at first glance, this is a closed, a difficult parsha. Hayitachin Shemoshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom Hayachoshev Shebishvil Shasu Yisrael Se'egel Yisharu B'li Torah Chas V'Shalom. Because they did the Egel, so then there's going to be there's not going to be any Torah. They'll be without Torah. V'hayaroi Lo Lahamtin Milolamda Mashi Yisaknu Maseim. Put it away until they pick do tshuva and then give him the luchos. Avalol Shabrim Legamre V'acharkach Vesnapal Afrei Hashem Levakish Luchos Shnios. Why would you do that, to break it and then have to ask for a second luchos? Just put it away meanwhile. Vihine, says Rav Shimon Shkup, Chazal kiblu sheskula miyuchedes haisov luchos rishonos. There was a special skula. We're going to have this later on Daf Nun Dalet. May dechsev choros al luchos ilmole lo nishtabru al luchos harishonos lo nishtachra tar mi Yisrael. If we would have gotten the first luchos, then there wouldn't be shichacha in Torah. Hayno she haisa skula bahem shim lomad adam pamachas hayashomer bizachron olam. We wouldn't forget Torah because after all it was maase elokim. It wasn't maase adam. V'inyan ze hirgish Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom sha'ol aydezel yos chilul hakodesh nora maod. There could be a terrible chilul Hashem she'efshar she is damin she ish mushchas umiguo b'maisim raim. You can have someone who is disgusting in maisim, baki b'kol chadri haTorah, because he doesn't have to push himself and spend his life. V'laman Moshe Rabbeinu al v'shalom kal v'chomer b'karim Pesach. And that's what we learn the kal v'chomer, as the Gemara says, kal ben eichal yochabal. V'lachein matza Moshe Rabbeinu al v'shalom sheroi sheluchos elo yishtabru ule yishtadol kal v'luchos achirim. But Esau cannot exist and live with this these luchos, because he saw the danger in the chil Hashem that might come out. Hainu da luchos arishonim ayam ayis elokim kmo guf aksav kmo shebefurish batorah va luchos achronim ayam ayis de adam psalachash de luchos vinyan luchos hu davar hama amidu mekayim shlo yu osios parchos ba'avir. The luchos is what holds the letters in this world. V'kivet shal yu ma'isei Hashem ayo omi la'ad aval ashniel shal yu ma'isei adam eina miskayim irak b'tzorah migdarim. It's ma'isei adam, and therefore you have to push yourself. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw that our world needs luchos shnios, so that we'd have to work, and forgetting is part of life. Part of life, and it's good for us. And it's good for us. That's what Rav Shemeshkup says. Now back to the Hakdama of the Sefer Zikaron, and that's what Rav Chaim Gadievsky says. Umiyupashit, he says, Shezedavkim Chazer Talmuda. When are we going to get credit and get it all back, La'asilavo, even if we forgot it? As long as we tried. Im chazer Talmud of Asa koma shebiad alasos v'shachach me'ones maskirin lo aval im nisatzel v'lo chazer karoi lo yeda gam achar kach. Right, if you don't push yourself, then you're not going to get it back. Like the Gemara says about Basu Daf Yud, it's also in Ksubis Ashri Misha Balakan Vitamudo Biyadu. And therefore, we have to try Lachain Mitzvah Lishtada B'chol Kocho Shalishkach Talmudo. It's a mitzvah to try not to forget. Kamachakasa Bisifri and Akev Magira Kasuv Shakashem Shadam Sarach Lizar Bisilo Shalo Yovad. Just like you want, you protect your money that you don't lose it. Kachiyet Adam Sarach Lizar Bitamudo Shalo Yovad. Right, Erevin, Asa Nun Gimel, Asa Moadim LaTorah. Make strategies in order to remember. V'lachein, and that's why he says, Ra'isi Kitov LaAsof Kol Adram Hashem Uvarim BeChazal Shetom LaZikaron. Because it's important to remember, and we have to try to do our best. So that's why he gathered all of the Mamori Chazal that talk about what are good things to remember and what are kasha things to forget. And therefore, he wrote the Sefer of Sefer Zikaron. So maybe we'll go through some of them a little later if we have some. If we have the time. Good. So the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us that if somebody forgets, not only is it a good thing not to forget, but it's a terrible thing to forget. The Mishnah says, Rebbe Dostoy Baryane Mishum Rebbe Meir Omer, Kala Shochech Davar Mi Mishnaso Ma'alin Alav Akasav Kilu Mishaya Benafsho. If somebody forgets something from their learning, then they're Ki'ilu their Chayav Misa. Right, it's very, very extreme. If you look in the Maseches Menachos and the Afsadi Tes, similar idea is mentioned. Amar Eish Lakish, call him a Shacheach Dover Echon mi Talmudo over Belav. Overlap Shinamar, Yisham al Khosh Ranashka or Pedic Verbsha. Okay, Rabbi Avinam, Rabbi Law, every time it has pen, it is a losa assay. The Gemara continues, Yachal Afilo Machmas own so. You might think it is even if he has a problem, it's own ace he tried. Tamalomar Fen Yasur Milvavcha, the Mesira Milibo Hakasimadabra. Only if it was Husar Milibo. I didn't read the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah also says, if you forget something in Mishnah, so it's Mischai Ben Afshon, and the Mishnah says, Yachal Afilo Takfala Mishnah so. You might think even if it's Takfala, if it gets too strong for him, it sounds like the Lashon of the Gemara, Machmas own so. Tamalomar, then Yasur Milavcha Kali Mechayacha, Inim Mischayev Ashiyeshev, via Sireim Milivo. So this is very harsh, this Lashon. Mischayev Benafsho. How are we supposed to understand that? If somebody forgets Mischayev Benafsho, how are we supposed to understand that strong formulation? So number one, it's only if somebody is Poshea, right? If somebody tries to remember learning Torah and treats it like a precious commodity and still forgets because is just so much, but they do their best, so then that's fine. That's not included in the Mishnah Mischayev Benafsho. Only if Meisir Milibo. Okay, but it's still very charif. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, he has a limit. Rabbeinu Yonah seems to limit it to poskim. To poskim, so if they forget something, so then they are being machshil others. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Asher lo nasan belibok yashicha mitzuya bivnei adam v'haya lo lachzor ha'alacha harbei pa'amim v'lachshov ba kol hayo v'chol ha'layla ad shelo tucha lasir milibok. You have to think about Torah day and night so it doesn't get removed from your heart. V'lo asari b'schaya b'nafsho ki yavo lahoros al pihas karaso, because you're going to paskin based on what you remember. The yomar kach amar li rebi, the yeser hamuter, the yatir haaser, the nimsa takala ba al yado, and there will be a takala that will come out. The nikra posheya, and he will be called a posheya. The bnei shikas talmud ole zadon, right? And therefore, Rabbi Yonah seems to limit it to poskim. So again, it's still charif, but it is limited. So maybe it's only a poshea. Maybe it's only poskim. Rav Chaim Yivalazhin quoted in the Keser Rosh, a number of places. The Briska Rav also quotes this Rav Chaim Yivalazhin in Parshas Va'aschanan. We quoted this, I think, in a recent shir. Maybe it does not apply Bizman Hazeh. Why? What, the base of Mikdash Halacha? No. Maybe it only applied during the time that they transmitted Torah Shebal Peh, Bal Peh. Because then, when you forgot something, it would be lost from the Misora forever. And therefore, that was Mishayev and Nafsho. Bizman Hazeh, if we come up with a Chiddush and we don't remember it, okay, so somebody else will think of it another time. It's not that it's not a basis, it's not a principle of Torah Shebal Peh that has not been stated yet. So that's the suggestion of Rav Chaim Mivalajin. Binyan HaShokheach Tavrechan Mishnaso Zekoy Al HaRishonim Shelimdo Bal Peh. That's his line, and the Griz explains. Va'abir bazeh di ikar asarazu hi al Torah shebal peh shehi hanikreis mishnah. Right, that's the ikar azhara. The Allahu ditzan, and that's what it's referring to. Mischayev ben Avsho. Why? Because it says mi mishnah so from his mishnah, from his learning. Aval akar shekvar nechtam atalmud v'nifsaka akabala shel Torah shebal peh ish bi peish. We don't have that anymore in the same way. Shuv. No longer is it included in that. So therefore, maybe it does not apply anymore. Bizman Hazeh. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky even has a diuk to help explain this idea of Rav Chaim Yivalazhin. Look at that Gemara back in Menachas that we just said before. He quotes basically the same idea as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Reish Lakish says, "Kol Mashiach Tavrecha Mitalmuda over Balav Yochal Machvas Onso etc." Tosfos there just says Mishnah Hi B'Maseches Avos. Tosfos on Yochal Afilu Machvas Onso Mishnah Hi B'Maseches Avos. So Rabbi Yaakov says, "What's Tosfos adding?" And not only what is Tosfos adding, why does Tosfos only make that comment on the second half of the Gemara? It's Yachol Afilu Machmas Onso. Tosfos says Mishnah B'Maseches Avos. What about the first half of Reish Lakish's statement? Kol Mashekeach Tov Rechad Mitalmud over Balav. That's also in the Mishnah. So why does Tosfos only make that comment on the second half? It says Rabbi Yaakov in his commentary on Pirkei Avos. V'yesh L'daktik Maduot Sinu Asof Divrei Reish Lakish. Right, and not earlier. Avo be'emes nirali de devrei meduyaki me'od. It's very meduyak, says Rabbi Yaakov. Ki be'emes ein tchilas devrei Reish Lakish nimsoam klal b'mishnah de'avos. The first half of Reish Lakish is not found in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, kol shochech davar echad mi mishnaso. What does the Gemara say? Kol Reish Lakish says, kol shochech davar echad mi talmudo. Maybe there's a difference, says Rabbi Yaakov, between mi mishnaso and mi talmudo. V'yim ken yesh lomar. Shesoveres mishnah seino. The mishnah says, only if you forget something from your mishnah are you mischayev ben avsho. Right? That's like Rabbi Chaim Yivalazhin. Avo mi talmudo, efshar lomar, but talmudo, which is what Reish Lakish was talking about, efshar lomar, da'avsha chidei sheza din mitoch shach levitaria, lo ichbas lanim shachacho. That's not as bash, or yechadish shuv oso achidish. Somebody will think of the chidish again, or he will. El shenishkach mimeno, ba'osa shol, afikach lo yavar balav. So from the Mishnah, maybe it's only referring to Mischai ben Nafsho, it's only Mishnaso. Reish Lakish is bechadish even Talmudo. Anything you come up with. V'yatza lefizeh, says Rabbi Yaakov, shebetorah shebechzav sheiksuva va'omedes eina obrim shachachei zedover. The whole point is that it might be lost from the Mesorah. So Torah shebechzav, if you don't remember a story in Tanakh, that's not so bad, because it's there anyway. V'yem mezeh makor l'mashe nitfas bekes arosh b'shem ragon rochaim yivalazhin shekeis shekam Torah shebalpeh nechtav ashuv enkan asoros yishar malchapet dishkach, because the point is not to forget it from the Mesorah, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. So that's what he's medayik, like Rav Chaim's idea from the Mishnah, which has mi Mishnah. So that's the problem. That's the Mishnah of Torah Shebal Peh, and mi Talmudo is his own chidushim only later. To note that not everybody agrees to this. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, he says befeirish against this Rav Chaim Yivalazhin. He says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Beis Halacha Dalid. He quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Kol HaShachech Tavrecha Mi Mishnaso Machmas Shelo Chazar Alimudo Karoi. you forgot it because you didn't put in the time. So then, the kiblu chachamim she'ena kazim medaber ba'aseres hadibros levado. The pasuk is not only talking about aseres hadibros, which is the pashup shot of the pasuk. Elohu adin lachala torah kula. V'lachin limdo chachamim gamkim. The pasuk says shekem shechayev adam lamed is beno kach mamish chayev lamed is ben beno. V'chulu continue. V'gam achshav shenechtava torah shebal peh. Even today, where we have Torah Shabbat written down, v'yucha la'ayin b'svarim, masha shalchach, and you could look in svarim for what you forgot, ein ze moel klum. Doesn't help. Ki miyad sheshachach, over belav. Kodim sha'ayin, k'mo b'yimehem. Before you can look it up in the Sefer, you forgot it. It must be a different idea of forgetting then. It's not about that it's going to be lost from the Mesorah. It's just, personally, if a Jew forgets Torah, that's terrible. Sha'over b'lav, v'shasha shochech, af sha'achachach, yachzer v'yishal me'rabo, v'yilamdenu ma'sha shochach. Right, per se, a Jew can't forget Torah. That is. V'od, she'mitzvah satorah lo tishtana b'shini hadaras lo yachlav lo yomer dasa lo lamim. So, hard to say that something's going to change after the Torah Shel Peh is written down. Good, so this is the different pshatim of the Mishnah. Again, we have A, that Shechacha is good for us, ultimately. That's Rav Chaim, the Shar Yosher, and the Rav Chaim Kadievsky, based on the Midrashim. Number two, different pshatim about the Mishnah, about Mischaya Ben Afsho. And finally, point number three. So some tips about Zikaron. Some things about Zikaron, again, if somebody is ill, like Rav Yosef, Ein Breira. But some tips about Zikaron. So first of all, following all the items that Chazal listed. Following the items. If you look in that Sefer, Avraham Gnievsky, he quotes, what's the ultimate, what's the first tip? Chazara. Chazara and hard work. That's the first school of remembering. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Salites. If I learn and I don't review, it's like I planted seeds and I don't harvest it, that I don't continue the process. So that's the first. The first step is to work hard and to review. That's the Gemara in Megillah. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Im Yomer L'chadam Yagati V'lo Matzasi, Al Tamin. Lo Yagati Matzasi, Al Tamin. Yagati Matzasi, Tamin Hanimili B'Divrei Torah. U'L'Divrei Torah Nami Lo Amar Nelo Chadudi Aval Ukmi Agirsa Siyatim Min Shemayahu. Nita Daf Ayin. So you have to work hard, but what is number two? What does the end of the Gemara say? You got to daven. You got to daven for help. The Gemara at the end of Shas, Nita Daf Ayin. The Yisra B'Yeshua, Mayasa Adam B'Yechkam, Yarba B'Yeshiva V'Yimai B'Schora. Right? You should sit and learn. Amru Haru Asu Gim Lo Ha'ilu, Elu Yivakshu Rachamim, Mimisha Chachma Shalom. Right, you have to daven. So number one, you have to ask Hashem to help remember Torah. Tefillah. Number two, Yirat Shamayim. Again, these are obvious, but he gathers them. Yirat Shamayim, Brachas Lamed Beis, Chasid Mitoksha Chasidim Heim, Torasam Mishtameres. Anava, Miut Tainuk. He goes through all of these. Shkida V'Chazara, Lahotzi Befer, Lalamid B'Kolram, to learn out loud. Lahavin Mashalomid. The deeper understanding one has, the more one remembers it. L'chadish chidushim. L'omod mi rav echad. L'omod b'tsina. L'omod in talmidim. Sometimes these are opposites. L'omod b'beis haknesses. La'asos simanim. L'omod b'toch ha-sefer. Harogil b'pashachris. And now we start getting into the first 14, you know, maybe make our logical and, you know, maybe we can explain. But now we get into ones that are more mystical. To eat bread in the morning. Rogel Pashachris, the Gemara says, Tamudim Miskayim Biyado. Or Ocha Pasafuya called Sarcha. Rogel B'Shemen Zayas, right? Olive oil. Rogel B'Yayin B'Samim. A couple of Tovah Aspo B'Melach. Others, Mistakel B'Pnei Tzadik. Quotes that from the Tameyam and Hagim to see the face of a Tzadik. Lomar Ava Rabba Ad Uliachetcha B'Ava. Mesuka Ma'od L'Shechcha. Saying Ava Rabba with Kavana. Lomar Asara B'nei Rav Papa Acharsiyim Mesechta. Yishbo Kabbalah L'Hazir HaShechecha, Sefer HaEshkol, to say the puppets, to say there are puppets children, after a seeing. Girsa D'Yankasa, Tov Arba L'Zikaron. Okay, so these are a number of the 28 items that he has for Zikaron. His Chelek Beis is Dvarim HaKashim L'Shechecha, that's what he discusses, that we have to do what we can not to forget. He quotes, you know, is it a violation if a person knows these items and knows these actions and don't involve themselves in it? So that's a question. Some poskim say yes, or Avad Yosef also in the Anafes Avos on the Mishnah and the Sefer Zikaron and the Hakdama to the Shechacha part of it, not the Zikaron part of it. quotes that they both quote the Sefer Chasidim. That again, a number of Mefarshim say, yeah, if you don't do these things, you don't eat olive oil, and you don't see the Pnei Tzaddik, all of these, then you're going to be held accountable. But the Sefer Chasidim quotes a very important story in terms of hierarchies, right? Tough Reish Ches. There was a person asked from a Chacham, Achbarim achlu me'achmai. There was some mice that ate from my bread. Imochal lechom and alechem. Imuchal lechem and alechem. Could I eat from the bread? Amar lamalotochal. Well, why not? Amalei pet eshkach tamudai. Maybe I'll forget my learning, because the Gemara says if you eat from a piece of bread that was nibbled at by animals, then you're going to forget your learning. Vani nisar milecho mikom asher mishakeach talmud. V'yatani raiv. I'm hungry, but I see this bread, so am I going to forget my learning? Should I not eat it? Amalei achacham. Ein chachayiv. You could eat it. You're only chayef, as the Mishnah says, until you actively remove it from your heart. V'ani ro'esh ein chosik b'Torah. V'yata panui. V'yayita yachol la'asok. V'kol hayom ata batal midivrei Torah. V'hol echato em amei ha'aretz l'shmo advarim b'telem. Right? What do you mean? You say, oh, should I eat from this bread? You sit there, you don't learn, you don't review, you don't do all the things that step on. Oh, you know, I don't, I'm not going to eat this. Right, so the Sefer Chasidim says biting words. You know, the first number of items on the list, those are the ones that are defining. Those are the ones that are defining, and therefore we have to make sure that we take care. So again, Chazara and Tefillah, and also the more we love learning Torah, the more we condition ourselves to love, the more we won't forget it. What we love, we don't forget. Well, one of my Rebbeim, the father of one of my Rebbeim once said, you know why he remembers everything? Because he loves it so much. And when you love something, you don't forget it. So if we work on our Avas HaTorah, that could also help for our Zikaron of Torah as well. Okay, we'll stop here.